The 2017-2018 season is well underway, but boy, you don't want to miss what's coming up over the next couple of months. Executive Director of St. Cecilia Music Center, Kathy Holbrook, here to talk about the exciting concerts and more. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Okay, we were just talking about our dogs, weren't we?
We were dog people.
All right, back to focus, Mike. Back to focus. Hey, what's coming up? I mean, first of all, I guess half a step back. Your St. Cecilia Music Center, so many good things that you do for our community. And are you kind of halfway your season?
We are. We had a busy fall, but we have so many concerts coming up in 2018 that are phenomenal. We've added a couple concerts. Okay. So we have something for everybody starting next week and all the way through April.
Okay, you want to go chronological?
Let's do that.
And first of all, and remind me of the website so I can follow along.
So the website is scmc-online.org. Right. I think it's easier just to Google St. Cecilia Music Center, but that works too.
That's great.
So we have three different series. We have a chamber music series, which is in partnership with the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. Mm-hmm. We have a jazz series, which brings phenomenal, world-renowned touring jazz musicians to town. Mm-hmm. And then we have a folk series in association with the Acoustic Cafe radio show, and that brings everybody from kind of the folk artists of the past generations and the folk artists of the current and upcoming generations. So it really spans a lot of different types of music. So there's really something for everybody to come and hear at St. Cecilia. And I would say that next week we start that up, and the Chamber Music Society returns. We do have a partnership with them. So every year we present three concerts that they bring phenomenal chamber musicians and fabulous programs. Next week is Brahms and Dvorak, and it features the phenomenal pianist Wu Han, who's also co-artistic director of the Chamber Music Society. What's really going to be fun about that concert is that she and Michael Brown, who's another pianist coming, will play four pieces for four hands. So the two of them on one piano for both the Brahms and Dvorak piece. So that is so exciting and fun and interesting to watch because they're both up there doing their thing.
And just to have that relationship with the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center and hear your artists are in studio.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, they're fabulous. They're really the premier chamber music organization in the country. And we're very, very proud to be partnering with them. So that's next Thursday, January 18. For that concert, we have a pre-concert reception if you'd like to attend. We also have a pre-concert artist talk that starts at 7 o'clock, and the musicians, there's six musicians coming. They come out on stage, they talk about the program, they talk about what they love about it. It's very interesting, and the concert's at 7:30. And then all of our concerts that I'm going to talk about have post-concert receptions where you can come up and meet the artist and have a glass of wine, a cup of coffee, some dessert. So it's really a fabulous full evening.
Evening of that is next. That's January 18th. Bring me to February, please.
So we have four concerts in February. Very excited about these concerts. We start on February 1, right at the beginning, with the incomparable, legendary Judy Collins.
Oh my gosh.
Cool. So yep. Judy Collins is going to be here for our folk series. She has a 50 album body of work. She's been, 50 years in the business, and yet she is still just the most amazing singer, songwriter, musician. And so we don't have a ton of tickets left for that. So if people are interested, I would definitely call sooner than later or go online and buy tickets. I'm going to meet her. Isn't that going to be fun? And people will meet her. She'll probably go up afterwards. Yeah. She's just, I can tell from all of the kind of looking into her, since we're presenting her, what a lovely human being she is.
Yeah. Awesome to you. Congratulations. Who else do you bring in?
And then our jazz series this year is an encore series. We're bringing back some of our favorite artists. And I have to say that on February 22nd, one of my all-time favorite jazz artists, Gregory Porter, will be here. He came 3 years ago, right after he won his first Grammy. He won a second Grammy last year. And he is a very soulful, beautiful jazz singer, comes with his band. And again, that's also very close to sold out. So I would have people get tickets.
Here's the sound of Gregory Porter.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
goodness, I was waiting for him to sing. Kathy, is he singing? Well, we recognize that.
Well, yes. His recent album is a tribute to Nat King Cole. So a lot of people are going to know all of that music, and it's beautiful. I bought the album a while back, and it's beautiful.
Thank you for that.
So the next night on February 23rd, we just added a new concert to the folk series with Bella Fleck and Abigail Washburn. They're the king and queen of the banjo. They're married. Yes. Bella Fleck is, you know, a multi Grammy Award winner. And the two of them tour together at times, and it's awesome. So their album, their self-titled first album, won Best Folk Album for Grammy. And so that we just added that like last month. So we're excited to have them come. And so you could come to St. Cecilia two nights in a row if you want. And then you can come back on Sunday, the 25th.
I like this next musician.
Yes. So John Prue is a Grand Rapids native. He was in California, L.A. for like 17 years. He and his family just moved back to Grand Rapids. He is a phenomenal jazz pianist, singer, songwriter, and we are pleased to be hosting his CD release party.
He's already booked his interview on here before, yes, so we'll give him another plug before.
So it's not part of our series. It's a special event, but tickets are available on our website. And if you purchase an A-section seat, you actually get a free copy of his CD. So he'll have he's coming with two fabulous, he's got two great musicians performing with him, Pete Sears and Paul Keller.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they will play about an hour-long concert. It's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, and then go upstairs for the CD party. And we're really happy to have John. You know, John, I was introduced to John because when we had Michael Feinstein as our great artist years back, Michael Feinstein asked us to please let John Prue warm up, like play before him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, they tracked together on a CD, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and had a long career time with Melissa Manchester. He's written music that people have won Grammys for. So he's a great musician, and we're pleased to have him back in Michigan and back at St. Cecilia.
Executive Director of St. Cecilia Music Center, Kathy Holbrook, talking about the 2018 lineup. Now, I'm to ask if you have any additional surprises you can announce yet for the Acoustic Cafe series. Or you'd have
no.
to shoot me.
We will. I believe that I don't have a confirmation, and so I can't say anything.
Go there. Let's not
but
go there.
But we will be probably bringing back someone who's been at St. Cecilia on the folk series in the past who is unbelievable in May. So I will. So stay tuned. We're not done yet. We probably have one more concert to add at the end of the season. So, yes. But then we do continue our jazz series in March, though. We have one more concert after Gregory Porter on March 22nd. We have Kurt Elling coming, who's another wonderful jazz singer, has a very long career. Every single one of his albums has been nominated for a Grammy. He's won Downbeat Magazine Jazz Musician of the Year like 18 times. He's really got a wonderful career. Kurt was the very first jazz artist that we presented on this new jazz series we started 11 years ago. So it's kind of fun, that kind of full circle, that he'll come back. And then we also added another folk series concert, Asleep at the Wheel.
Yes.
It's going to be here on April 12th. They are this 8-piece country swing band and will be so much fun. And then this May concert that I think we're going to have. We also have our wine tasting event on April 14th. So there's just a lot going on. Lot to do.
Those dogs will never see you. Kathy Holbrook, that's great. Ticket prices range affordable to?
Yeah, like $35 to $45. Yeah. $35 to $50, let's say that. And we have an A section and a B section. As I said, the chamber music and the jazz concerts have a pre-concert reception that you can purchase for $15 per person. We have hors d'oeuvres and wine and whatnot upstairs. And then every concert, we invite everybody upstairs for a little refreshment after the show. And 99.9% of the time, I can't always promise, but most of the time, The artists are up there. They're selling CDs. You can get an autograph. You can get a picture. It's just, it's great. It's like really an intimate, wonderful experience. There's only 650 seats in the hall, so can't find a bad seat. And they're like playing for you in your living room.
And in a center that has such a cool history.
Yes, yes. Yep. Since 1883, St. Cecilia's been in existence. So,
all right.
Yes.
Okay, what is the phone number?
616-459-2224 is the phone number. Extension 201 is our box office. And but all tickets are available online at the scmc-online.org website. And again, I urge people like Gregory Porter, Judy Collins, those are really going fast. So call today. Don't miss out.
You bet. St. Cecilia Music Center doing great things. Great voices and talents on stage. Royce Auditorium. Kathy Holbrook, thank you.
Thank you.